Okay, we're at Ray Allbritton's house in Chicora, Florida, in southwest Polk County on January the 19th, 1994, and we're talking about the Bethlehem Primitive Baptist Church.
And it's a very appropriate day because it is not only our 48th wedding anniversary today, but it's also Robert E. Lee's birthday.
Is that right? Congratulations.
Yeah, you knew that. It was Robert E. Lee.
I actually hadn't thought about it.
You must have known it was Robert E. Lee's birthday.
I wouldn't have come otherwise.
But, okay, the old Bethlehem Church was started about 1870, in the early 1870s. And two of my great-grandfathers were founding fathers of the church. My great-grandfather, Matthew R.W. Allbritton, was the first clerk of the church, and my great-grandfather Jesse Taylor was a founding member. What do you call it? The member?
Charter member.
Charter member. Yeah. So I suppose they were both charter members. But really, the Sacred Harp singing is not part of that. It's not part of this Primitive Baptist Church. Absolute predestinarian beliefs, if you're familiar with absolute predestinarian. Don't know about that? Well, essentially, everything that happens in the world is predestined before the world came into being, and they don't go with missionaries, and they don't go with a lot of things that they don't pass the plate. If you want to make a contribution to the church, you go make a contribution to the church. There's a little altar up in front. You can go up and lay some money there, but nobody will ever solicit funds. Foot washing, they do the foot washing. And complete immersion, baptism. They're unique in a lot of respects. But the Sacred Harp singing is not, I used to think it was part of that, but it's a different group altogether. And I suppose that the shaped notes were a way of writing music, so that somebody that didn't know anything about music could look at squares, circles, triangles, and rectangles, and so forth, to
follow the melody.
Mm-hmm. And fol, fa, sol, la, and so forth, and they have these. But it's four-part melody, and they form themselves into a square with the bass on one side, soprano, tenor, and so forth around. So really, to hear it right, you need to be right in the middle. And it's not a chorus up at one end singing out to a crowd. It's everybody participates. And the whole thing is all one big sing, and which makes it unique. And
when did it start?
In the early 1800s. And it almost died out here a while back. As you said, you were down there and there were six people there. Well, thanks to this, in one respect, to all this publicity we got a while back. And the way that all came about, I'm not part of that myself. I was born and raised across the south prong of the Alifi from the church, and I could hear it taking place over there, and I went occasionally as a boy. But Lane Allbritton is really the one that he has been in it, and he's the leader of the singing down there, and he has followed it all of his life. And,
when did this church start singing?
I really don't know. They originally, it's in the article, they were singing at a schoolhouse down about 3 or 4 miles west of there for years, and finally they moved it down to Bethlehem Church, and I don't even remember when that was, but it was before I was born. And
what year were you born?
25. And the way this came about, Lane came by one time, and he knew I was involved with the Polk County Historical Association, and they were having this, and I forget his name right now, but this teacher was going to come down and have a one-day school on Saturday, and then they were going to have the sing on Sunday. And he asked if I could get a mention of it in the Polk County Historical Quarterly. And I told him I'd do better than that. I'd write an article and get it in the Polk County Historical Quarterly. And I wrote the article, and I made the rounds, and I with the different newspapers in this section, and I managed to get a write-up in the Fort Meade Leader and the Bartow Democrat and the Mulberry Press and the Plant City Courier and the Tampa Tribune, and also got some people at WMNF Community Radio in Tampa, so I got them to put a splash on. And it was a rousing success because we drew people from as far to as Sebring south and as far as Ocala, Gainesville area north, and pretty well filled up the place down there. It,
when did your articles come out? Was that recently?
It's
what was the date of your article then? That you wrote that got picked up by all the local...
Well, that's what I was going to get for you a while ago when you... it was last summer.
Mm-hmm. Just this past year?
Yeah.
1993.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
this raised the popularity of the...
Well, it let people know about it. Uh-huh. People didn't know about it, didn't even know it was going on. And it's been going on every fifth Sunday for, I guess, all my life, far back as I can remember. Every Sunday that there's a fifth, that you have five Sundays, which happens four or five times a year. I'd have to look it up on the calendar, four or five times a year. And then everybody comes, and they have dinner on the grounds. And as I put in the article, it's like eating at Grandma's house. They have a lot of old pioneer dishes that they bring down.
And tell me a little bit about how, it starts at 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, and runs until 3 in the afternoon.
Well, this is approximately.
Tell me a little bit about how it starts in the morning, how it works, how it keeps going all day long.
There's a lot of visiting takes place. You know, it's not all singing, but it's an awful lot of singing, but a lot of visiting takes place. And I think something that would warm your heart is to see the genuine affection that these people have for one another. I mean, that is a warm, close-knit, close-knit group. They really love that singing, and they love one another. This brotherly love is really a part of it. They will come in. They will divide off into their groups, whichever parts they sing, and seat themselves. They sing the old tunes. I mean, I imagine some of them some of them are pre-war between the states. Not too much new stuff, but.
Now they bring food.
Oh yes, that's part of it.
And when they come in, do they bring the food over to the?
Well, no. There's a
meeting.
We'll go down there and look, but there's a table outside under a canopy there, they spread their food out on the table when it's eating time, and then they. They eat and visit and compliment the ladies on their culinary efforts, and then they go back in and sing again until they pretty well wind down. I don't think there's any definite hours on it.
But they start singing about 10.
About 10, yeah.
mm-hmm. and sing for maybe 2 hours and then eat
mm-hmm.
at lunch or so. Mm-hmm. And then after lunch, go in and sing again.
Some more. It is an awful lot of singing, but you would think they'd get sore throats from that much singing. But it's a rather historical place. The old church was, the first church was built there in about 1875 when they had the first church. And then a woods fire got out and burned the church down. And then I was told that they had their gatherings there. They made an arbor. And they had church there until they could build another church around. This happened around the turn of the century, in 1900, 1905, somewhere in there. And it was an old log church, which incidentally it lasted till 1940, about 1958, and. They wanted to build them a new church, a concrete block church, and the old church was carted off. Some person told them in exchange for the old church, he would put bathrooms in the new church. He would put men and ladies' rooms in the for the new church if they'd let him have the old church. And he moved it over someplace north of Bradley and set it down in a pasture out there and used it for stacking hay in it for his cows, which was a sacrilege, really. In fact, when they were taking up money for the church, I made a contribution to build a new church, but I told them that I'd double the contribution if they would redo the old church. It was an old log church, and there was gaps between the logs. They never chinked it or anything. And I told them if they'd go and seal it inside and make it more comfortable, and so forth, and keep the old church, because I've got a picture of it here. And then later on, about a year and a half, two years ago, Lucy Ducharme, do you know Lucy Ducharme? Okay, she works for the Polk County Historical Association, videoing and making recordings and movies and stuff like that about this thing, and she was going to record the Sacred Harp sing down there. So Lucy and Peggy Burr and me and Lane Albritton went down there to look the place over and set up to record the singing, or to make a video of the singing. And Lucy came up with the idea, you know, if somebody could make a model, we had pictures of the old church. If somebody could make a model of this old church, we could photograph it and project it on a screen, and then take the movie of the singing, and then project it on with this old church in the background, and make it look as if they were singing in the yard, maybe. And I said, well, I know somebody I think could build a model of that old church. And my son-in-law's father, Art Vetter, in Lakeland, he is a craftsman with wood. He can do anything with wood. And he came down, and I took him to an old log house. It's right across the creek here from the house. It's about the last log house I know of in the neighborhood, and it is in terrible shape. The roof is gone, but he could get enough details from how the logs were joined and how the architecture of the place, if that's a word for that type of building. And anyway, he took a bunch of photographs, and then he took some old photographs of the old church. And he built a scale model of that church. I believe it's an inch to the foot. And I asked him how he developed a scale, and it was rather interesting. He said, well, doors are ordinarily so high and so wide. Door steps are ordinarily so far apart. So he took these measurements from the old photographs and established a scale from it, and built this model of the original log church. And incidentally, it's in the historical library in Bartow now. And so anytime you want to go by and look at it, and it is complete inside and outside in every detail. Shingle roof. He was telling me about it. I asked him how long it took to build it, and he said, well, he didn't know, but he said each row of shingles represented an hour's work. And there are row after row after row in that old. I'll show you a picture of it. But it's a fantastic piece of craftsmanship to get that together. Even including over in the Amen's corner, the old elders, the church fathers and so forth, they would chew their tobacco during the church services, and they had spit holes in the floor. And so they could lean over and and expectorate while the preacher was preaching. So,
is this the only Sacred Harp sing in the area that you know of?
Only one in this area.
Have there been others at all in this area in the past?
I don't really know. I would have to refer you to Lane Allbritton with that, because, like I told you on the phone, I only got into this to try to help get a little interest up, because I had been doing some writing, and I thought that would be a good article for the Historical Quarterly, as well as to do them a lot of good. I mean, and apparently it worked out. We're all very pleased with the interest that is taking place. After all, you're here.
That's right.
Maybe not as a result of that particular article, but it helped.
And, well, thank you very much.
Oh. Heavenly Father, that you give a special blessing to each one that comes out today. Lord, and those that are not able to come, we ask that you visit them also. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we ask. Come on in.
See what happens when we recruit new people?
Yeah, you never know where you're going to go.
That's right, it's frightening.
Facebook's a little
bit, come right on.
Two bases.
Hands at the end of our neck.
Same base.
Same base.
I can sing a little bit of it.
I'm going to sit for
you.
Get rest
of you.
Because I need to follow somebody.
I'm going to sing bass right here with you.
If you're
I don't know all the people here, but I can tell which ones later and just ask them to get ready and call them when the time comes. But we may need a secretary sort of today. Take one and all you have to do it. So if you can get me a list of waiters, so I'll appreciate that.
Jewel says, now what do I do?
I know. Check out and say whether they leave or not.
Say, raise your hand. Give me your
hand. Well, there's plenty of slips this time. I'm not ready to come through that.
Yeah.
So, I hope that your voices are a little better than mine today. I just still haven't quite got over a real coughing spell. I believe I'm sore from that.
On top.
I would do that far. whatever you kind of want to. We're a little relaxed here. We're not do quite as strong by the roots as you do it in some of the big conventions. Had a request for 290.
Good
morning. How help kids in here?
So the whole
Bob Bonnell feeling.
Bob Bonnell.
159.
159.
Yes.
Good
morning. Someone has the numbers ready. I just threw it.
Hey, Mr. Ross.
Hey, you don't mind slipping down just a little?
Oh,
Mr. Ross, sit on
the ground.
He's our
base. You can base him up here.
But we're going to slip down for you.
Yeah, put the roof all up here. I need somebody.
Let's slide this bench that way just a little.
Why don't we build the benches down like we usually do?
Let's slide this bench just a little. Now we're sitting in the class.
100, I thought maybe you would.
No, see, we're back where we're supposed to be. What number? Oh, 159. When you hit your note, let's try to get
everybody, every voice.
Let everybody key, and then we go together, easy.
I'm just trying to see.
What number? Three, how many?
378 on the top.
378. The Heavenly Court, 378.
Bye.
3:43. I'm about long side form.
How many verses?
Let's do the first and the third. Repeat after the third.
What number?
3:43 is one of the new ones, long salt home.
Yeah, I'm about.
Oh, that's not what we have.
No, it's in the new book. It's a new book.
Long salt home.
Yeah.
No, that's all right.
We need to help with it. No.
Still
2:35.
I knew it was right,
but she's
got the. I don't know.
No, it's not in the
BFY.
It's in the one we revised like year before last. No. It's 2:35 in this book, Mr. Ross.
On the bottom, 2:35.
2:35 on the bottom.
And the dense of 2:35 is
2:35 on the bottom of the density.
In the density book. In the density book.
Yeah,
that's the. He's got a new one. She's got a new one.
Oh. We sang it a lot.
The young men's book, even before it came out in the, or in the park room now. It's in the church books as well.
What number? First, second, and third, or first, second, and fifth?
1, 2, and 3,
and repeat third verse. How about the notes?
The notes, yeah, we'll repeat.
Repeat the notes in the third verse.
I'm sorry, but.
Course.